97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Georgia's Senate runoff election is just around the corner. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Voters here in Georgia had about a week of early voting. That's now ended. More than 1.8 million ballots have been cast. That's about a quarter of active voters. And in just 2 days, we'll find out who wins.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock faces Republican challenger Herschel Walker. The House's incoming Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, tells ABC Republicans should condemn former President Trump's recent posting on Truth Social. Trump had said that he should be reinstated as president and the Constitution suspended in order to make that happen.
I thought it was a strange statement, but the Republicans are going to have to work out their issues with the former president and decide whether they're going to break from him and return to some semblance of reasonableness or continue to lean into the extremism, not just of Trump, but of Trumpism.
Is it reasonable for a Colorado website designer to refuse to create websites for same-sex weddings? The Supreme Court will hear arguments on that case this week. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says this case is about much more than just LGBTQ rights.
This is not only about equal rights based on sexual orientation or gender identity. This is about equal rights based on religion, ethnicity, or race.
Iran has abolished its morality police following protests over the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini.
What we've seen since the killing of Mahsa Amini has been the extraordinary courage of Iranian young people, especially women, who've been leading these protests, standing up for the right to be able to say what they want to say, wear what they want to wear.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation. Waukesha, Wisconsin held its Christmas parade today, the first since last year's deadly attack. WDJT-TV's Ellie Nakamoto White.
New this year is a different route, an increased police presence, drones in the sky, and vehicle barriers blocking off parts of the street. Safety precautions organizers hope will help parade-goers feel more comfortable attending.
Last year, a man drove an SUV through the crowd. Six people were killed, 62 injured. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says that the federal government should be poised to help the city with a surge in RSV cases.
New York City hospitals are getting right to the edge, and I want the minute they need the help for HHS to be there on the ready.
Schumer says the Department of Health and Human Services may need to send more doctors, nurses, and medical supplies. We here at CBS News saddened to report the death of a longtime colleague. Diane James has died of cancer. She was an editor with us here for more than 30 years. Diane was 68. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 20. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 35. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. Happy Tuesday afternoon, everyone out there in the listening audience, hearing my voice. You were listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I am kept company by Evan on the production board. How you doing, big guy?
There's always Brian.
He's always around. He says hi, everyone. I do want to let everybody know. He does say hi.
He really thinks highly of you.
He wishes that he could be here, but he's got a little work to be done still. And little is a nice way to determine that to-do list before the holiday weekend, but that's okay. You can also join us on the phone line. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789, to keep us company. We got a number of Wisconsin headlines that we're going to get to, and you're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM and a variety of other stations. Richland Center, Radio from the Center, WRCE, Lake Air in Amory, WXCE, locally grown radio, WFHR, in Wisconsin Rapids, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Again, that number to call and participate on this Tuesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We're going to have a conversation about how to talk to your loved ones this holiday weekend, because we're going to be gathering around the table with maybe people that have been reading one too many of those QAnon stories or right-wing media ecosystem, hearing too much talk radio, going into chat rooms. Maybe they're just finding it on Twitter these days. It's been a lot of it creeping up there since Elon Musk has taken over that platform. But we're going to have a conversation about how to talk to those loved ones that maybe, as a good example, QAnon, maybe have gone a little too far away, and it may seem hard to reach them. So we're going to have that conversation, but before we get there, we're going to talk about some of the Wisconsin headlines, because today we are hearing reports out from the Republicans in charge of the Wisconsin legislature of what they would like to do with yesterday's announced $6.6 billion surplus. Again, we knew that this surplus was coming. It's been growing. Every couple of months, we get a new updated report. The state is better at collecting taxes that are owed under the Evers administration than former administrations in the past. And then Republicans in the state legislature have had no interest in returning those funds back to Wisconsin taxpayers as they struggled with inflation over the last year, as they struggled with rising gas prices. Now, those are going down now as well. I think it's important to point out Wisconsin seeing the largest weekly average drop in the nation for a gallon of gas over the last 7 days.
Put your tinfoil hat on.
I don't want to...
Right after the election.
I don't want to stoke any conspiracy theories. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories with QAnon, Evan. But
right after the election. I'm just saying.
How too convenient. How too convenient that the price of gasoline all of a sudden just... In a pretty steep decline. Normally, Evan, before a holiday, when people are going to hit the road and go and they're going to see an increased demand for gasoline, going to visit loved ones, family members around the country, around the state, normally that's when gas prices go up. My parents always used to tell you, like, you got to fill up the weekend before Thanksgiving if you're planning on doing all that driving on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sudden rise the week before the election, precipitous fall the week after. I'm
not
just
even
saying.
Not even a sudden rise before the election. Gas prices, we are now seeing the yearly low for a barrel of oil in 2022, just days after the midterm election. So it's like, what was keeping that price so high throughout the entire 2022 election cycle? What? And I'm not going to point out conspiracies. I can't say for fact that this is that it's related. It's just it's pretty all too convenient that all of a sudden these gas prices are. Did you see the one in Sheetz in Pennsylvania? One of the main chains there going to offer gas $1.99 a gallon over the Thanksgiving weekend. Evan,
wow, the fuel saver.
Yeah, because guess what? I think that they have more gasoline on their hands than they need, and they were charging way too much to artificially make it a problem. But who knows? Can't say that for sure. Just all too convenient. Just saying. We'll put those tinfoil hats away. But here in the state of Wisconsin, we've been facing rising costs, and there's a budget surplus at the state in the state coffers, $6.6 billion. And Republicans refused back throughout this last summer. We knew it was going to get up to $5.5 billion. And when that announcement came out, the Evers administration said, let's return some of those funds back to Wisconsin taxpayers, hardworking Wisconsin taxpayers that could use a tax rebate to offset the rising costs of prices. And Republicans said, no, no, no. We're going to hold on to that. We're going to see who wins the governor's mansion, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. And Evers has said we should invest in education. Our public K through 12 in the UW system, the public institutions, public education institutions here in the state of Wisconsin are in need of investment. Republicans said, oh no, we're not going to do that either. And we found out today, UW Richland, the UW extension in Richland Center, Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin, closing up. This will be the last year of UW Richland. Todd Alba covered that breaking news on the Todd Alba Show.
It's a first, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this has never happened.
And so those services from UW Richland will be offered through UW Baraboo and UW Platteville beginning in the fall of 2023. But there are areas where this state could invest that historic $6.6 billion surplus. And Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu are going to say all of those great causes to invest in, be damned. What we're going to do, historic tax overhauls. And this is reading from a piece over at the Associated Press, Wisconsin, written up by Todd Richmond. And the headline, Wisconsin I'm jumping over. That was by Todd Richmond. But this one is written up by Scott Bauer. I was on the wrong tab. I apologize, folks. Wisconsin GOP leaders push for, quote, long-term tax cuts. So not anything immediate to help you right now during rising costs, corporate profits are at all-time high. Wisconsinites could use some of that tax rebate to cover those rising costs. No. Wisconsin GOP says we're going to do long-term tax cuts.
Folks, time is an Ouroboros, an ever-evolving circle. We'll come back here.
When your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, folks.
That's right.
And so the hammer of tax cuts is coming out for the GOP. And it was interesting because some critics, when an analysis came out of a flat tax that was being floated by conservative organizations, and Tim Michaels, the Republican gubernatorial candidate here in Wisconsin, this last go-around, said that he'd be open to it. And some analysis was done, and then everybody in the conservative media was like, oh, you can't fault Tim Michaels for that. That's not his actual plan. He just said that he was open to it. You can't ding him for the terrible, terrible policy that would be a flat tax.
He barely understands it. You know,
oh, well, he would
not on him.
He would surround himself with the smartest tax people, Evan. He would make sure that he was surrounded by the best and smartest tax people to figure out a tax plan if he was elected. But thankfully, we don't have to deal with that because he lost earlier this month. And it seems, though, that Republicans here in Wisconsin may be still open to some kind of flat tax or huge overhaul to reduce the tax burden for the wealthiest earners in Wisconsin. Because today at the event, the Wisconsin Republican legislative leaders, this is a reading from the piece written up by Scott Bauer at the Associated Press, they said Tuesday they want to tap the state's projected record high $6.6 billion budget surplus to make, quote, transformational and once-a-generation tax law changes, including eliminating a paid tax by businesses and lowering income taxes for the most wealthy filers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, speaking at a WisPolitics.com event, also said they hope to work better with Democratic Governor Tony Evers in his second term. Evers, who rarely talked with GOP leaders in his first term, reached out to both lawmakers recently, Voss and LeMahieu said. Voss said he spoke with Evers for 5 minutes. Quote, that was 5 minutes more than the past 2 years, Voss said. So Robin Voss kind of throwing some shade, potentially. She's trying to throw some shade of the Evers administration. But my only response there to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, if you wanted a better relationship with the governor of an opposing party, maybe you shouldn't have kneecapped him right off the start of his term by going into an extraordinary session and during a lame duck after Wisconsin voters told you they wanted Evers, not former Governor Walker, to strip powers from the governor's office and the attorney general's office and hamstring the executive branch here in the state of Wisconsin just because Wisconsin voters picked them over your candidate. And that is what Robin Voss is trying to get at there. Is, oh, it sure would be nice if Governor Evers had a better working relationship with us. But if you don't talk about that lame duck session in 2018 before the start of Evers' term, I don't know what you're talking about then. So Voss apparently upset that Evers hasn't had a better relationship, even though he started off the relationship by slapping him in the face. And so this is what the Republicans' plan is. Not investing in education, not addressing the high cost of childcare, not addressing healthcare expansion and delivering Badger Care to more Wisconsinites. Not any of those things. Republicans in Wisconsin want to take a $6.6 billion surplus. And they, as Scott Bauer wrote it in this AP piece, want to eliminate tax paid by businesses and lowering income taxes for the most wealthy filers. That's the Republican agenda for this upcoming session. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I will never be elected governor.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. If you want to see what we're up to here at Civic Media, check out the website. Go to civicmedia.us. You can see all the shows, the stations. You can sign up to learn more about what we're working on and be the first in the know of any new stations that may be popping up in your neck of the woods. 844-967-2789, that is the number to call to share your tangent with me on this Tuesday afternoon. And we're discussing Wisconsin headlines. The Wisconsin GOP's plan to do a tax cut over once in a generation. Historic tax cut with this surplus. And it's going to be a pretty interesting dynamic to see how these tax cuts come to fruition. It is also interesting to me that this is the first thing that Republicans pivot to post a midterm election that did not go as well as they thought it would. They were planning a red wave. I believe Robin Voss was hopeful that he could pick up a supermajority in the state assembly. That did not happen. It is divided government here in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin voters chose Tony Evers by roughly 90,000 votes over Republican challenger Tim Michaels. And the maps would look a lot more balanced, I believe, if they weren't some of the most gerrymandered in the nation. So tax cuts are the only thing that Republicans can really pivot to. It's the only thing that they got. It is their answer to everything. They're not going to actually address rising costs. The workforce shortage, they don't have any plan. The tax cut is their proposal to address the workforce shortages. Voss and LeMahieu today saying that, oh, this historic tax overhaul, that will attract more young workers to the state of Wisconsin. Ignoring the fact that over the last 10, 12 years of Republican control of the Wisconsin legislature, they've been pursuing these tax cuts. They've had a lot of tax cuts. And the time that Robin Voss has been in charge of the state assembly due to the gerrymandered maps. That isn't the answer to the growing crisis that we have for addressing the workforce shortage here in the state of Wisconsin. If it was, we would see better results by now. But by 2030, we're expected to lose 130,000 workers leaving the state. Tax cuts and overhauling the tax system for the wealthiest is not how you attract more workers to the state of Wisconsin. It just simply is not the answer. We would already be seeing better results from the tax cuts that Republicans have pursued over the last decade if that were the case. But they're not going to run on the big lie, it seems like, either. Robin Voss wants to distance himself from the former president. He wants to distance himself from the big lie here in the state of Wisconsin because that wasn't working out for winning elections either. And now we see that one of the key points of the Republican strategy, one of the gambles they took this election cycle that also did not pay off, is the Republican candidate to take over the Secretary of State's office. And that race was determined yesterday after the canvass finalized here in the state of Wisconsin. And GOP's State Representative Amy Loudenbeck conceded to longtime Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug LaFollette. This again over at the AP. Republican Amy Loudenbeck conceded defeat Monday in her bid to unseat Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug LaFollette. Final results from the November 8th election showed LaFollette defeated Loudenbeck by 7,442 votes, or about 0.29 percentage points. That's within the one-point margin for Loudenbeck to request a recount, but outside of the quarter-point gap that would have meant a free recount. Loudenbeck conceded after county canvasses ended Monday morning. And so Amy Loudenbeck was the second highest ranking Republican in the state assembly for the Joint Finance Committee. She left that seat to run for a statewide office that has been stripped by Republican lawmakers over recent decades to effectively prevent it from having any true authority in the state of Wisconsin. But Republicans ran on how awful the Wisconsin Elections Commission was in 2020. Republicans wanted to overhaul Tim Michaels, who did not begin his candidacy talking at all about 2020 until he was courting former President Donald Trump's endorsement. Only then did he start talking about the big lie. And then he made it a central portion of his campaign in the primary. And he said that he would do away with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which Republicans have repeatedly criticized and used as the punching bag to explain away not Donald Trump's loss in 2020, but it was the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the malfeasance there, the absentee ballot requesting process. That was the problem. Not any of the candidates' flaws in 2020. But Amy Loudenbeck, again, former second-ranking Republican on the Joint Finance Committee for the State Assembly, left that position for a statewide office because they wanted to overhaul the elections process away from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and put it in the hands of a partisan elected official such as the Secretary of State. And now that can't happen either. So again, tax cuts are the only thing that they can start talking about because it's their solution to everything, even when it wouldn't even address the problems they're saying they're trying to fix. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Evan's working hard behind the scenes, making sure those phone lines are going. Just give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit here coming up about how to have the difficult conversations with maybe a QAnon or far-right extremist individual in your family when it comes to the Thanksgiving holiday. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back. Let the love light guide me home. Let the love light guide me home.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to whiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill, and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 20. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 35. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Tangents. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Talking Wisconsin headlines, Republicans unveiling their quote-unquote plan for the $6.6 billion surplus the state is facing. Amy Loudenbeck, former state representative, conceding the race for Secretary of State to Doug LaFollette, longtime incumbent in that race. And we're going to shift the conversation a little bit to the holiday weekend. This is going to be my last live show of the week. Going to have William Walter fill in tomorrow. So my mind is, in preparing for today's show, was surrounding the Thanksgiving holiday. How to talk to loved ones about some of the tough issues sometimes. I mean, if, I don't know, Evan, have you had anybody in your life get kind of sucked into the QAnon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The key is to, like, pass them the stuffing and mashed potatoes first, right? Like, their mouth is full most of the meal.
Is that the key?
That's the key. And you just pass that to them first.
See, holidays are always interesting. Because what I do, the nature of my work, everybody in the family knows about it. And so sometimes it can be difficult to talk with family members. The ones that agree will seek me out and be like, hey, yeah, I agree with you on this. Can you believe this shocking thing? Doesn't that upset you? And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it turns into an enclave. You get to sort of commiserate, and it works out really
well.
Right,
you can discuss. But the other, when members of the family that say don't necessarily agree with me, they kind of, they'll keep to their own areas. And I'm fine with that, too. I'm more than happy talking about the Packers, the Bucks, what's going on in their lives, their kids, loved ones, anything like that. It doesn't need to be all politics for me, but it is interesting sometimes. I don't believe anybody in my immediate or extended family is QAnon. I don't. So I haven't had the same experience as Evan, as you, where I got to be like, okay, take the mashed potatoes and start.
You can practically
eating.
Hear their adrenaline pumping. It's really amazing, man. When they're sort of gearing up for that confrontation, because that's what they make it. Let's be real, you know. You can see them vibrate. It's kind of amazing, you know? It really is.
I do have Fox News watching family members. I interact with them still. I always, you can still tell the different degree, I think, of somebody that just watches Fox News versus somebody that's down the QAnon rabbit hole. And just a good example, one of my family members, she was talking to me back in the 2020 cycle as things were heating up, and she knows my point of view. I know her point of view. We can be amicable. It's not a problem. And she started going off on, how can you like somebody like Cory Booker, who was kind of surging in the polls at the time? And so yeah. It's always interesting, because hearing the current events behind the lens of somebody that watches, say, the Fox News or is listening to the right-wing ecosystem, which is why we'll have CJ on from time to time to talk to him, see what those talking points are. But I had to put it together that Fox News must have been trying to downplay Cory Booker's presidency or making him seem like a villain in his run for the presidency. Because I don't know if you've seen Cory Booker speak. I've got to meet him in person a couple times, and he's the most loving and
he's magnanimous. He's easy to listen to.
Oh,
yeah, no, he's great.
And so this family member is like, how could you support somebody that's so hateful like Cory Booker? And I was like, what are you talking about? And
literally,
so
yeah.
That's an example of different ecosystems. But like QAnon is like these conspiracies and goes down these really dark places, because as some psychologists have now talked to, not survivors, but recovering QAnon addicts, because that's what it comes down to. Is for a lot of people with QAnon, it's an addiction. It's not something that they just you stumble upon one day and then you're hooked. It's more of a, you build up a tolerance for it. You go look for these things and you continue to see these very, very radicalizing sites that you're reading, quote unquote, the truth, and you're looking and seeking these news that's truth, and it's QAnon, and it's all this conspiracy, and there's conspiracy adjacent, so it lumps in individuals as part of the anti-vax movement and the flat earthers, and QAnon has kind of become this home for a lot of different individuals that are just seeking community.
Confirmation bias is also, it's so comforting, right? You pull up that webpage and you see somebody telling you you're right.
Yeah, and a lot of that is a self-fulfilling cycle for the QAnon content. But an interesting aspect, Evan, and I don't know if you've had this experience with the individuals around your Thanksgiving table, but I was reading this piece over at Slate.com, How to Talk to QAnon Loved Ones This Thanksgiving. And this was written last year, so it's a little bit outdated, but I think it's still very pertinent to how to have these conversations around the Thanksgiving table. And this piece is written up by Beth Goldberg, Millie Aurora, and Brendan Muha. And it discusses how QAnon is more of an addiction than individuals may be first inclined to think about it. And so identifying where your loved ones are coming from for their stance of Q is really the first step. Identifying if they are a all the way down, committed, down the rabbit hole QAnon supporter, or if they just casually see these things and they're like, oh yeah, I believe in that. That is something that sounds like what I believe.
Or the offshoot where it's like, I can hardly believe that.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to mock or anything like that. It hooks in to certain people, you know? It really, they almost have to be deprogrammed at a point.
Yeah.
You know, like intensive, you know, therapy.
Well, you have to have something to remove you from the addiction is what it is. Is you need to be, not cleansed, but you need to get it out of your system. And you need to stop going to those sites and you need to stop. But at the Thanksgiving table, that's not the place where that's going to happen.
Yeah, critical thinking isn't a staple of the Thanksgiving meal.
And so this article, again, over at Slate.com, How to Talk to Your QAnon Loved Ones This Thanksgiving, they say, how might you have to ask the question, how might I help them find an off-ramp? Because that's what's needed. A way out of this rabbit hole is what's needed for this loved one to not be going down these conspiracy theories. Because, in fact, just outright telling them they're wrong, fact-checking them, giving them a source of material that proves what they're trying to say is wrong, isn't necessarily the way to provide that off-ramp.
That's that fake news you're telling me.
Fake news?
That's fake.
Or they're just, they find a way to twist it. Oh, well, that's what they want you to believe. And they twist it back into the conspiracy theories that they are espousing. And so you need to find out what kind of off-ramp you could offer your loved ones when they are espousing these QAnon conspiracy theories. A big one is that you got to ask them how they believe that happened. How do you believe what you're telling me happened? And pulling on that thread, as Brian likes to say with the big lie, okay, well, how did those absentee ballots get manipulated? How did they get tallied? How were there fraudulent votes in the election? And when you pull on threads like that and ask them for details and they get into it, it's harder for them to respond when they don't have those details. So providing an off-ramp is huge. But the biggest thing is to be mindful of the perils on the journey out.
Yeah, because Q is like, it's like an event horizon. You get to the point where you believe that JFK is coming back and you're camping out in Dallas for weeks at a time. You know? You get to this point where
you're going to MyPillow rallies and conferences. And
it's abusive. It really is.
And part of the way out for some individuals is realizing that there are people grifting off of it. Finding out that there are people that are monetarily gaining from the nonsense that is being put out in these conspiracies, that is part of the way out for some people. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents, talking about how to talk to your QAnon loved ones this Thanksgiving, coming up in 2 days. So it's kind of one of those age-old traditions now. Since 2016, how do you talk to your family members that may have voted for Trump, that may have voted for Trump both times in 2016 and 2020? We've been having these conversations, and what to do around these holidays, the better part of the last 6 years. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We're going to head over to the phone lines. We've got our friend Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Both of the last half hour and this one are great subjects. I would say quickly that the best way to help people talk at the Thanksgiving table is to make it very easy for your loved ones. Tell them, look, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And it's okay to go, boy, I got kind of shanghaied by that person. It really is okay. Because I think what happens is that people harden. They feel bad that they've perhaps made choices that haven't worked out so well. So my offer in for people would be to say, look, you know, we've seen what Trump is like. Not so good, really not so good. So it's okay to say that didn't work out. I would love to comment, though, on that, if we can just return for 1 second to the $6 billion that we have just sitting there.
$6.6 billion.
Yes. Okay. Pardon me. And it's, I want to make sure that for me, the understanding has always been that the heartbeat of growth in your economy is small business. It's growing small business that will lead to bigger businesses, that lead to industries. And so that's the Republican plan to give tax cuts to wealthy people. It doesn't work that way. The people who spend money are people on the lower and middle end of the strata, not people at the top. They find places overseas to park their money. They have no need to put it back into this state. They can take it anywhere in the world that they want to. So I would say small business is the heart of the economy. And you saw that list those stats better than I can as to what Evers did during the pandemic to spend money with small businesses and the effect that had in terms of giving our economy a boost after that walloping of the COVID pandemic. So I would say you got $6 billion, okay. You put it in education. You put it in loans and grants to small businesses. Like, all get out and see how it goes. And let the rich bequeath to you things that they may want to bequeath to build a library or whatever. But that's where their contribution is, not in shaving off even more of an advantage than that they've had under Republican rule. I mean, now's the time with this money sitting here. And in terms of Voss saying, gee, we haven't had much conversation with the governor. Well, you know, Robin, there's this thing called a phone. Pick it up. You have your arm's not broken. Pick it up. Call the governor and sit down with him. But to put it all on Tony, not after the way he's treated him. So that's my 2 cents. Thanks a lot, you guys.
No, we appreciate the phone call, Joe. Really, I do. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend and the holiday coming up. It's interesting to see as well that the conversation about having the record surplus, not a whole lot of people are talking about how well the small businesses around the state are still around and contributing to the local economies and the state economy because of the historic investment in small businesses and entrepreneurship that the Evers administration did throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican-led legislature, they called it SHOP. First week of March this year, and the first week of April in 2020. So they're not doing a whole lot of legislating to address these problems. The Evers administration has been stuck doing it themselves for a lot. And for Republicans to be like, oh, well, we're going to take this historic surplus, $6.6 billion, and just cut taxes for rich people, just shows that they haven't been paying attention and they don't actually have solutions to address these problems. So appreciate your phone call. We're going to continue the conversation. How to talk to loved ones this Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to get back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. But before that, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.
To talk to the Trump supporters.
Right? No, you don't.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with
with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. Always like to let the Foo Fighters ride a little bit when they're bringing me in. But folks, you're listening across Civic Media. You can follow this network on Twitter at Civic Media US. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. Go to the website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about what we're doing here across the state of Wisconsin. You're listening to this program across the Civic Media network. In Madison on Devil Radio, in Waukesha on the Shaw, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, Lake Air in Amory, and Radio from the Center in Richland Center. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We are discussing how to have the difficult conversations with maybe QAnon or far-right loved ones at the Thanksgiving table coming up this week. And the piece that I was reading from, I'm going to finish that up before I head over to the phone lines. I do see you waiting. We're going to get to you before the end of the show, I promise. But the end of the piece over at Slate.com of how to talk to QAnon loved ones this Thanksgiving, I'm going to read the conclusion. It's easy to rush to judgment when people close to us become persuaded and even radicalized by misinformation. Debating and debunking them will boost tension at Thanksgiving dinners for some families across this country. But we have insights for how to bring a more nuanced understanding to those conversations. We can do more to investigate what need Q is filling for its believers, and then help our relatives or friends who are committed supporters and more casual followers of the movement to get unstuck on their journey out of the rabbit hole. And so if you want to read the full piece, again, it's over at Slate.com. How to talk to your loved one, QAnon loved ones, this Thanksgiving. Let's head on over to the phone lines for maybe a tangent or something else on this topic. We got Tom in L.A. calling in. L.A., Tom, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
Hey, guys. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and it does include all of us. That includes even the QAnon relatives. And I would also say that, you know, you sit down with them and you ask them, you say, look, the past election, do you think it's reasonable, or do you think it's right that we have so much money in politics? Because money in politics, from what I have found, is the one area where we can agree, whether you're on the progressive left, if you're on the right, in terms of how much money is being spent on elections. $17 billion. Aren't you sick of all of those commercials? Aren't you sick of all the, you know, that kind of stuff? So these people might wake up a little bit to the fact that politicians are being bought off. And I think that's a real good conversation to have with your QAnon relatives. Because you don't play into their game of, you know, food fights. literally saying, you know, you basically take
hopefully
it
there's
out
no
there.
Actual food flying across the Thanksgiving table.
Exactly. Time. Exactly. Literally. But, you know, being able to sit there and say, what do you think about money in politics? How much money do you think, you know, there should be in a political campaign that's given to a candidate? You know, something where you're asking open-ended questions, maybe they can actually think about it and they can, you know, see that, look, it's
yeah,
the conservative Supreme Court that actually made it so you have legal bribery. It is the conservative Supreme Court that brought out Citizens United. You know, I mean, you can and explain to them what Citizens United is. Barack Obama did a great job at one State of the Union when he said the worst case decided was Citizens United. The problem was he didn't tell us what Citizens United meant. And I don't think there's a lot of people that understand what it means.
Yeah.
Also, I would love it if you guys had a countdown clock in terms of how many days the legislature, the Republican legislature, has not met in Wisconsin since we know it was March is the last time they met. It would be kind of cool to actually have a countdown clock each day of how many days these lazy politicians don't show up for work and how we all have to. I don't think that's another thing that the QAnon or the right wing even know about, that the Wisconsin legislature hasn't shown up since March. And I would think that, you know, for a lot of us, and also play the you know, the war on the wealthy.
You got a lot of requests going on this afternoon, Tom. But yeah, I think a clock of the countdown from when was the last time the session was had would be very interesting, because there were not many days here in 2022 that the Republican-led legislature went in and actually did what they are elected to do. And so I believe that needs to be talked about. But when it comes to the loved ones and having the conversations around the Thanksgiving table, I think you're absolutely correct. Finding issues that you can find common ground on is an excellent way and can serve as an off-ramp for some of these individuals that may be down the QAnon rabbit hole. Going to squeeze in one more caller quick here before the end of the show. We got Jesse and Madison calling in. What's going on this Tuesday afternoon, Jesse?
Hey, bud. Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays. Hey,
Happy
I
holidays.
Just want to say real quick, yes, it's important to be armed with the skill set and the tools you need to try to engender a productive conversation, but it's really important to understand that at the end of the day, it's not our responsibility to, you know, educate people, because the information is out there. And if you do, you know, your honest best trying, it is totally ethically and morally okay to cut people off. Unfortunately, I mean, I've had to do that in my own life too. And it's not a decision one typically takes lightly. You know, there's a process. Everyone's process is their own. But, you know, sometimes for your own emotional protection, sometimes you just need to set boundaries and say, you know what, we've tried having this discourse. We don't have to agree on everything. But it's clear you're not discussing things in good faith. And at some point, you need to protect those closer around you from toxic elements in your broader family. And I'll leave you with this, that saying, that old saying, blood is thicker than water, is commonly misattributed.
Mm-hmm.
The longer thing is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. And that means that the people who identify with your values are actually your real family, more in a sense, though, that people who just happen to be randomly related to you.
Sure. Appreciate that quote, Jesse.
And yeah, there's absolutely some interesting dynamics and tough dynamics that have to be discussed at the table. And sometimes, as you pointed out, those get there. But for a lot of people, we're trying to draw them back from the individuals. That sometimes it is just, hey, did you look at this issue this way? Rather than telling them, no, you're flat out wrong. And having the conversation is a good way to get them out of the rabbit hole, too. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. You can see all the podcasts library there. William Walter going to be filling in for me tomorrow afternoon. We will talk to you next week. Have a great holiday weekend.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned in to